So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I can assure you that it is safer for you to keep your money in a reopened bank than to keep it under the mattress.
Today, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
This is a solemn but glorious hour. I wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to see this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans.
I'm speaking to you at a high moment of history. The war to which we have devoted all the resources and all the energy of our country for more than 3.5 years has now produced total victory over all our enemies.
The President's responsibility is inescapable. In accordance with that responsibility, I have today issued an executive order directing the use of troops under federal authority to aid in the execution of federal law at Little Rock, Arkansas.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
I shall immediately request the Congress to pass a resolution making it clear that our government is united in its determination to take all necessary measures in support of freedom and in defense of peace in Southeast Asia.
Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
I think it's going to be an enjoyable next 4 years.
With the steady unraveling of authority in Iran and the mounting dangers that are posed to the safety of the hostages themselves, and a growing realization that their early release was highly unlikely, I made a decision to commence the rescue operations plans.
Just a few moments ago, on Air Force One before we landed on Arabi, I had received word officially for the first time that the aircraft carrying the 52 American hostages had cleared the Iranian airspace on the first leg of a journey home, and that every one of the 52 hostages is alive, well, and free.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
To ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, to simply call the arms race a giant misunderstanding, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong and good and evil. I ask you to resist the attempts of those who would have you withhold your support for our efforts, this administration's efforts, to keep America strong and free while we negotiate real and verifiable reductions in the world's nuclear arsenals and one day, with God's help, their total elimination.
I know that over the years, many of you have seen the pictures and news clips of the wall that divides Berlin. But believe me, no American who sees firsthand the concrete and mortar, the guard posts, the machine gun towers, the dog runs, and the barbed wire can ever again take for granted his or her freedom or the precious gift that is America. That gift of freedom is actually the birthright of all humanity. And that's why, as I stood there, I urged the Soviet leader, Mr. Gorbachev, to send a new signal of openness to the world by tearing down that wall.